the three signings have been very good signings for us, and it was an area that I identified that we needed to strengthen. All three players, you know, bring some power, pace and some size to the team, and you know, we've got some firepower up there with the lads that are already here, you know.
Did you look at these three and the times you were out of the game and thought, wherever I come back in, depending on which level, they might be just what I need?
Certainly, you look when you're out of work, you're looking at all levels, and that's what I did. I attended games, Championship, League One and League Two, and, you know, like you say, covered the bases, but, you know, the three of them were all prominent to me, and like you say, when I came in, it was, let's try and get these done, and I have to say, the way that they've all three deals have been done has been a credit to everybody, you know, the club and the agents that have been involved as well. We've got the deals done very quickly.
Hearing from Jamil Matt about his thoughts about joining the club, a couple of phone conversations, and it appears that the ambitions of the pair of you are pretty much the same, that you don't want to hang around in League Two.
No, exactly, you know, I think everybody's got ambition and I certainly have, and I want players that share that ambition. And you know, it was something that really impressed me on the phone conversations that we had with each other. That, you know, he was desperate to do well and get out of this league, and he wants to improve as a player. Which, as you know, I enjoy working with those types of players.
And he wants to prove himself as well. I mean, he had a horrible season at Fleetwood where he didn't play a game due to injury, and he's been playing catch up ever since. And when you start going out on loan a couple of times in one season, I suppose you can feel a bit unsettled. Is this really the good move for him, that he can put some roots down and really show what he's capable of?
Yeah, very much so. Like you say, it was unfortunate that he had the bad injury, but he's got over that now. And I think, you know, you look at the form that he showed, especially at the end of the season when he was on loan at Plymouth, what he's capable of doing in this league. And you know, I met his family. He's got a new baby and his girlfriend, and they're settled around this area. And so, you know, I thought that was brilliant for us, because there's, you know, a settling in period that's not necessarily needed for him.
Competition for places very much in your forward line now, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Are you pretty much done in that department?
Yeah, I'd say so. We've got a mixture of everything really that you're looking for in your forward lines. Having rang several managers that have either that are in this league or have got out of this league and picked their brains, that, you know, they talked about the need for options up the top end of the pitch, and I think we certainly have that now, and a variety of options available to me.
Matt's going to be different than the rest of them, isn't he, in some respects, the stature of him?
Yeah, very much so. I felt, like you say, we needed that size and strength up the top of the pitch, and like everybody that we have up the top now brings something different and causes the opposition problems, hopefully.
Tell us about Vassell, Gary. His CV reads a lot of football clubs in a very short space of time.
Yeah. He was a young lad then. Well, he's still a young lad now. He's only 23, and he was just desperate to do well. And then I think back in those days, like you say, with the non-league, you could go 7 days notice and you could move clubs, and he just wanted to play football, which, you know, is credit to him. But he burst on the scene at Peterborough and scored, you know, some goals straight away. And then I think he got an injury and found himself out of the team. But, you know, he brings some real pace and power to the front line as well. And I'm looking forward to working with him, because, like I say, he's hungry, he's eager to do well, and that appeals to me.
Are we guilty sometimes of reading too much into it when there's a lot of clubs attached to a CV? A lot of them in brackets say loan anyway, so he's been out on loan to sort of get some game time. But when your club count does read almost double figures, it would suggest that there's been problems at places.
Well, like I say, he was very young when he was picking up those, going from club to club, but that was because he wanted to play football. And like you say, with the loan as well, it's a good one, because it shows his desire to play football. He's not happy to just sit on the bench and stay at the club and pick up a wage. He wants to be playing games, and that, you know, speaking to him, that was really apparent from him, that he wanted to be settling down and having a right good go, and we've done that. I've been impressed with him in the meetings that we've had with him and speaking to him. You know, he came up early the day before he was signing so that he could go house hunting, so that shows the commitment that he's got to us already.
And Colin Daniel, one that went over the line last night, what does he bring?
He's got some pace, he's got some power, and he's got great flexibility in the being able to play in a variety of positions. I think there's only that can play left wing, right wing, and play fullback. There's one down the road, Ben Marshall. So if he's half as good as Marshy, then we'll have done very well.
You mentioned pace and power a couple of times there with the players you brought in. Was it an area of the squad you looked at and thought we need a bit more of that?
Yeah, very much so. You know, everybody has their own opinions on it and how they see the teams. But, you know, like I say, I've spoke to a lot of people that have been in this league or gotten out of this league, and that was a common theme, and I didn't feel that we had enough of it. So we've addressed that very quickly. And like I say, very pleased with the business that we've done. Now looking to build on that, targeting a couple of defenders and experienced defenders, and hopefully a man in midfield that can grab hold of the ball and the game and get us playing.
What you said a couple of weeks ago on your arrival, you need experience in this squad. And by the sound of that, the rest of your summer recruitment will be spent bringing in players with games under their belt.
Yeah, if the right ones become available, the three that we've had, you know, they have experience, so that's been a bonus at the top end of the pitch. But like you say, we could do with bringing some experience in at the back a little bit, and certainly in the middle of the park, we're just a little bit thin, but we're working very hard on that. But as you know, I'm not afraid to put a young one in, so if the right young one's there that I feel that can do the job for us, then I wouldn't stop recruiting him either.
In your conversations with the lads already here, has anyone expressed a desire to move on, or maybe if an offer comes in to go elsewhere to a higher club in a higher division?
Not really, no. I've spoke to the majority of the players now. I think there's only a couple I've not spoken to. They're away on holiday, but there's nobody jumping up and down, screaming and kicking, wanting to leave. You know, everybody's that I've spoken to are looking forward to getting back and trying to get, like I say, hit the ground running and get out of this league as quickly as we can.
I think the last time we spoke, the main subject of conversation was Tom Aldred's future. And is he pretty much one of those? You've spoken to him, have you?
Like you say, I spoke to Tom immediately, and he's very committed to the fact that he's a Blackpool player. He has ambitions to play as high as he possibly can, which is great. I want everybody to be like that. And he's, you know, he's quite open with it. If somebody was in that position to make him that offer, then he'd be interested, and nobody can blame him for that. But he realises that if nobody comes in for him, then he's a Blackpool player, and I know Tom, he'll give everything that he's got for this club. But anyway, that's the way he plays, that's all he knows how to play.
Just a final one from me, knowing you from times gone by, you will be very, very keen now to see the lads come in, won't you, to work, and instead of sitting in your office in the summer.
Yeah, very much so. We've brought them back 29th of June, so you know, we're getting them back in and getting cracking. And like you say, there's a little bit more excitement coming because that time's ticking away now, and it's still going to be very good when they see them all there and we can get out of the office during the day.